The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Water is a defining feature of life in Ireland. We use it for business and for leisure, and much of our tourism economy is based on it. So maintaining its quality is a serious matter, and to date our record has been somewhat patchy. In a few minutes I'll be joined by Irish Times climate and science correspondent Caroline O'Doherty. But first I want to speak to the general manager of a Dungarvan-based oyster farm whose business is facing ruin following three disastrous seasons in the last 7 years, in which 70% of her entire crop of oysters was killed for reasons unknown. Cliona Vigilacuda, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Can you tell us when this trouble started?
The first year was 2019, and then we had a few years with no big losses. And then in 2024 and again in 2025, in the same week of the year, the first week in August, when we returned from holidays, we found that an awful lot of the oysters were dead and continued dying for another week or two after that, reaching a final amount of 70% of the fully grown oysters and around 60% of the half-grown oysters. And this was not just our company, this is all the companies growing oysters in Dungarvan. So you can imagine it's a huge blow to the industry. The sales normally between all the companies were around 8 to 9 million a year. And we reckon that between the full grown and half grown, we've lost in the region of 9 million in each of those 2 years, each of those 3 years. But I'm speaking specifically about the last 2 years. So we're doing everything we possibly can and just waiting now this year to see
whether it happens again. What sort of inquiries have been made and by what bodies to try to get to the bottom of this?
Well, we have brought together a lot of bodies, including Minister of State, Dooley, BIM, Marine Institute, EPA, Irish Water, LawPro, Waterford Council. I've probably left out a few. And we've got pretty good cooperation overall. BIM are involved in testing the water for all kinds of stuff, and so are the Marine Institute. And this is our main hope of trying to establish what the problem might be.
And is there any evidence of the cause of death of these oysters? I mean, when they're examined in by the scientists in the lab, can they tell whether it was a toxin or whether it was something else, or a virus, a disease of some kind?
Unfortunately, they can't really. The Marine Institute Fish Health Unit did test the oysters after the fact, of course, last year. There's a small amount of, there's an amount of Vibrio asturianus, but that's a bacteria that's latent really in every oyster growing area. Highly unlikely to be a cause of such specific mortalities. And I don't believe they were tested for chemicals at the time. But we do have a lot of monitoring from the bay around environmental factors, you know, temperature, salinity, phytoplankton, biotoxins, and none of those revealed anything.
Yeah.
So we're left with the impression that it's a pollution event of some sort.
So the question is, what happens at that particular time of the year if it's the same week when this has happened over the 3 years when it did happen? Is there any indication of any spillages, leakages that happen always in that particular week?
No, we don't have any indications. Unfortunately, I wish we had. It probably sort of coincides with, you know, a big increase in tourists, factory shutdowns, festivals, all of these kind of things. So it's really difficult. But we are testing everything that we know how to test between ourselves and the state agencies. And just to say that the oysters that do survive are particularly fine to eat. And this hasn't happened in any of the other bays in Ireland. So it seems to be a very localized thing, both in terms of location and the time that it happens.
Now, listening to this conversation is Caroline O'Doherty. Caroline, the question of what might have happened here, have you been speculating on that?
Yeah, well, it's a very extensive mystery, isn't it? You know, and as you've heard there have been very comprehensive tests. And there's kind of echoes here of what happened in the Blackwater River last August. Mm-hmm. You know, when they've given up essentially. In Ireland's largest fish kill in a freshwater river, and all the usual suspects, if you like, were tested for, and from disease to pollution, and nothing was found. Although there is a difficulty with testing for pollution because there isn't kind of a, you know, a one test fits all. If it's kind of, if it's suspected as industrial pollution or something, you may need to go in with a specific test for a specific pollutant, and if you don't know what that is, how do you test for it?
So yeah, you have to know what you're looking for. That's the issue with certain toxins and pollutants. You have to know what you're looking for. And the other thing is, when you've got watercourses, by the time the damage is done and the fish, or in this case the oysters, are damaged, the pollutants may well be out to sea.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're dealing with, you know, oysters, you're dealing with tidal conditions there, but also with rivers, you're dealing with a constant throughput of water. So, yeah, the evidence could well be gone if there isn't an immediate detection, if you like.
Now, different agencies have charge of different things. I mean, Ishgairn would be in charge of water treatment and so on. And they have given us a statement saying leakages levels are now at their lowest level ever recorded. National leakage down from 49% to 35.1% in 2025, and Dublin a corresponding drop. And they are, you know, saying, not us anyway. What other bodies should be helping out here?
Yeah, I mean, water is it's an extraordinary mishmash of organisations. So when anything happens in water, you know, you're looking at Ishgairn, and, you know, you're looking at the Environmental Protection Agency has kind of this oversight. The local authorities are responsible most directly, and are also responsible for kind of smaller industrial units that may have wastewater discharge licences. The EPA looks after the big companies and the big factories and the big manufacturing plants and processors, food processors, who would have bigger licences. You have Inland Fisheries Ireland, you have the Marine Institute, you know, at a certain point at sea, you have the Sea Fisheries Protection Agency. You have a whole, you know, National Parks and Wildlife Service are in there too. The Marine Institute, the Lochs Agency, depending on where it is. So you have this whole, it's a very varied group of a network of groups that are involved in water. And again, that was something that was really highlighted after the Blackwater incident, because all of these organisations all had quite specific roles. But ensuring that there were no kind of cracks between, you know, between their roles, that came up as an issue, because there quite clearly were.
All right, Caroline, thank you for that. And back to you, Cliona. I mean, it's wait and see now, isn't it? You're just weeks away from the time of the previous disasters.
Yes, we are. And part of the reason that we're publicising this is really to appeal to the local community to be our eyes and ears. If they notice anything unusual in the water, if they see, God forbid, anybody dumping stuff into the sea or into rivers, if they notice really anything untoward, natural or unnatural, please either contact us or contact Waterford Council and let them know, so that, you know, we can try to get to the bottom of this, and hopefully our businesses will survive.
Hopefully so. And the question is whether there's extra monitoring going on, so that even if something gets into the water and affects the oysters, that the evidence is there maybe to point the finger should it happen. I hope it doesn't, but that would be important to do that. Cliona, thank you very much for joining us. That's Cliona Víceolla-Chuda, who is suffering greatly on because of what has happened there. She's sales and marketing and general manager of Waterford Oysters.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.